With civil unrest, the pandemic, and the economic crisis, you want to know what's happening right when you wake up. And that's why there is Up First, the news you need in about 10 minutes from NPR News. Listen every day.
From NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. Today on All Songs Considered, we celebrate 15 years of podcasting, and we'll play the first show that we ever podcast. In 2005, All Songs Considered had been around for over 5 years, but if you wanted to listen to the show, you had to connect to the web, most likely with a desktop computer, and probably that was huge, and you had to hardwire it to a modem. It was a time before the smartphone as we know it. It was a time when it was common to carry two devices in your pocket, a flip phone and a music player, such as an iPod. I started listening to podcasts in April of 2005 with a show called This Week in Tech. I still listen to that show. In June of 2005, Apple included podcasting in iTunes, so now you could listen to shows on your iPod, making them portable, something we now take for granted. Podcasting a music show in those days was problematic. Record labels were reeling from illegal downloads, and they were trying hard to protect music from being pirated. Downloading music as part of a podcast was seen as a way for people to get free music. I remember the many phone calls I made trying to convince record labels to let me play their artists' music on this new thing called a podcast. In fact, there were times in those early days where we had to either cut or shorten a song from a podcast to alleviate the fears of pirating a song from the podcast. In August 2005, NPR launched a series of podcasts, and All Songs Considered was among them. So let's turn on the Wayback Machine and listen to the show that became our very first podcast. Enjoy. You're connected to NPR's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. America's most fervently independent band, Death Cab for Cutie, have recorded for a corporate conglomerate. After four independently released CDs, the band from Bellingham, Washington, will release their new CD, called Plans, on Atlantic Records. It's also the first time this band has recorded off the West Coast. Death Cab for Cutie recorded most of this one in a converted barn in Massachusetts called Longview Studios. On one hand, I want to say it's the most commercial record they've made, but that phrase has negative connotations. This record is well-crafted, it's clever, and at times it's brilliant. This track's called Soul Meets Body.
Fall. A melody softly soaring through my atmosphere. A melody softly soaring through my atmosphere.
Lead singer Ben Gibbard, he wrote all but one of the songs. He's backed by guitarist Chris Walla, who also produced the record. Nick Harmer plays bass and Jason McCurr is on the drums. The band's name was taken from a song performed by the Bonzo Dog Band in the Beatles film Magical Mystery Tour. John Vanderslice once shared the same label our last band, Death Cab for Cutie, used to record for, and I think the artists also share an aesthetic. You can hear it in their attention to detail, and much of the musical magic happens in those small shifts of sounds or quirky turns in the lyrics. Vanderslice takes on songwriting from a producer's perspective, working with sounds and effects. Lyrics, on the other hand, don't come easy. He sought counsel from his longtime collaborating friend John Darnielle. Darnielle's a singer and songwriter for the Mountain Goats, a band we featured a few times on All Songs Considered. The results of this two-John collaboration is a CD called Pixel Revolt, and this song, about the 11th of September 2001, is called Exodus Damage.
End. is our dream, is a sad delusion. But sometimes it's true. So now we're talking about this. I'm starting to lose my confidence, and no one ever says a word about so much that happens in the world. Dance, dance, revolution. All we're gonna get, unless it falls apart. So I say go, go.
John Vanderslice, the San Francisco-based producer and songwriter. The CD is called Pixel Revolt, and that song was called Exodus Damage. You may know that I direct All Things Considered, NPR's evening news magazine. I also produce stories for that show. Recently, All Things Considered host Melissa Block and I were working on a story about the late Shel Silverstein. Now, I knew Shel Silverstein's work as a songwriter, tunes such as Johnny Cash's hit A Boy Named Sue, or the cover of the Rolling Stone. More recently, I found myself reading Shel's books to my son, books such as A Light in the Attic and The Giving Tree. I thought I knew Shel's work pretty well, but one day, while working on our story, Melissa Block pulls me into her office and plays me this. It's called A Front Row Seat to Hear Old Johnny Sing. Oh, and stick with this one. See if you can predict where it's heading.
Now you know some fellas, they want fame and fortune. Yeah, and other fellas, they just want to swing. But all I wanted all my life was a TV set and a truck and a wife and a front row seat to hear old Johnny sing. Yeah, the TV and the truck I got on credit. And I got that girl with a little old Woolworth ring. And life was warm and life was sweet, but still it was kind of incomplete without a front row seat to hear old Johnny sing. Hey, John, do walk the line. Do deal you one more time. Hey, when you do, them cotton fields, you warm this heart of mine. Bow, bow, duck, 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 bow. So one day I thought, hey, I'm gonna do it. That's what I said. So I mortgaged the farm and pawned her wedding ring. I sold the gold tooth out of my mouth and jumped in the pickup and headed south for front row seat to hear old Johnny sing. I hit Nashville cold and wet and hungry. I said, I'm here, bring him on, let him do his thing. But they told me down at the old pit grill I'd have to go all the way to Hendersonville for front row seat to hear old Johnny sing. I found his house knocked on door and it was open by a brown-haired girl and a baby with a teething ring. I said, I seen you somewhere before, but don't stand there and block the door. I want a front row seat to hear old Johnny sing. Hey, John, do walk the line. Do deal you one more time. Hey, when you do, big river John, you warm this heart of mine. Bam, she said I'd have to go down to the opera, and the fella there said I'd have to wait till spring. He said we've been sold out for months and months, and this poor insane fella wants a front row seat to hear old Johnny sing. Well, he said a couple more things and I started crying, and then he laughed at me, and that's when I started to swing. Well, I bust through the doors in a roaring rage, crawled over the crowd till I reached the stage for front row seat. Hear old Johnny say, hey, John, do walk the line. Do deal you one more time. Hey, when you do, that ring of fire, you warm this hide of mine. Bow, bow. Then some crazy guard started shooting. Woo! I shot back, and the next thing I know I was winged and on the floor. When a guy in a voice kind of deep and low says,
"Boy, that's a mighty long way to go for a front row seat to hear anybody sing."
And I guess that judge, he weren't no music lover. I got 15 months, but that don't mean a thing. 'Cause yesterday in the prison yard, a show come through and hearty ho, I had a front row seat. Here on Johnny say, "Hey John, you walk the line. Hey John, do, hey John, do my name. John, do dollar bill. Do teenage John, listen to the man. Hey, I'm with you, John. Hey Johnny, do Sunday morning, come on, John, do ring bell."
Shel Silverstein, in a rare vocal performance, or whatever you'd call that, from a CD of songs he wrote, including Sylvia's Mother, A Boy Named Sue, and a song I can't believe he wrote, the early 1960s hit called The Unicorn, still being sung today by the Irish Rovers. The CD's called The Best of Shel Silverstein. I hope you're enjoying this look back to the first podcast of All Songs Considered. I will take a break, be right back, and you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from State Farm. Manage your coverage, pay your bill, and even file a claim with the State Farm mobile app. With a network of 19,000 agents, you'll have someone local to talk to about options. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. We have turned on the Wayback Machine. We're looking back and listening to the very first podcast of All Songs Considered, August of 2005, 15 years ago. And here we go. Let's continue. Four of country music's most famous rebels got together in 1985 and formed the Highwaymen. Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson, Kris Kristofferson sang songs straight from the heart. Some they wrote, others from songwriters such as Billy Joe Shaver, and this next tune from Steve Earle. It's called The Devil's Right Hand, and it comes from the last of the three Highwaymen studio records. The Road Goes On Forever came out 10 years ago, and an anniversary edition features bonus tracks and demos along with some DVD material. Let's listen to The Devil's Right Hand. You can hear Johnny Cash sing the first verse, Willie Nelson sings the second, followed by Kris Kristofferson. Here are the Highwaymen.
About the time my daddy left to fight the big war, saw my first pistol in the general store. The general store, when I was 13, thought it was the finest thing I ever had seen.
I asked if I could have one someday when I grew up. Mama dropped a dozen eggs, she really blew up. She really blew up, and I didn't understand. Mama said the pistol is the devil's right hand.
The devil's right hand, the devil's right hand. Mama said the pistol is the devil's right hand.
My very first pistol was a cap and ball coat. Shoes like lightning, but it loads a match slow. Loads a match slow, and I soon found out to get you into trouble, but it can't get you out.
So then I went and bought myself a Colt 45, all a peacemaker, but I never knew why. I never knew why, I didn't understand. Mama said the pistol is the devil's right hand.
The devil's right hand, the devil's right hand. Mama said the pistol is the devil's right hand. The devil's right hand, the devil's right hand. Mama said the pistol is the devil's right hand.
Cheating, and I shot the dog down.
Shot the dog down, watched the man fall. Never never touched his holster, never had a chance to draw.
The trial was in the morning and they drug me out of bed. Asked me how I pleaded not guilty, I said.
Not guilty, I said. You got the wrong man. Nothing touched the trigger but the devil's right hand.
The devil's right hand, the devil's right hand. Nothing touched the trigger but the devil's right hand. The devil's right hand, the devil's right hand. Nothing touched the trigger but the devil's right hand. Mama said the pistol is the devil's right hand.
The Highwaymen, Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, Kris Kristofferson, and Waylon Jennings from a reissue of their last CD called The Road Goes On Forever, a record produced by Don Was. At the peak of his career, Sam Cooke was shot dead. There's nothing pretty about the facts. A hotel manager shot Cooke after he allegedly raped a woman who fled his hotel room. Sam Cooke got his music break singing gospel music with the Soul Stirrers in 1951. And within a few years, he was on his own singing rhythm and blues. You may know his 1957 hit, You Send Me. Over the next 7 years, Sam Cooke enjoyed a string of hits and a family, including three children. In the summer of 1963, his 18-month-old son drowned. A bit over a year later, Sam Cooke was shot dead. It was ruled a justifiable homicide. There are a number of upcoming reissues of Sam Cooke's music. And the most pleasant surprise is a Live at Harlem Square collection. It's been released twice before, but it's never sounded so good. Let's listen to Bring It On Home to Me.
I want you to listen to this song right here for me. Got to tell you how I feel right now. This song gonna tell you how I feel. I know you've been gone away from me a long time, but listen, baby, if you would ever change your mind.
Bring it on.
I'm kind of lonesome without you, you understand? It's been a long time since you've been in my arms, darling. I've never stopped loving you. So why should you let a little misunderstanding stop you from loving me? But I want you to know that whether or not you bring it on home to me, baby, I want you to know that nothing can change that love I have for you. Spend all of my money if you wanna, baby. But listen to me. Nothing can change that love I have for you, baby. Make me cry sometimes. Oh, but listen. But nothing can change that love I do. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Let me ease it. Oh, yeah.
Sam Cooke, live at Harlem Square. Harlem Square was a club in North Miami. This set included 8 microphones in a room that held about 2,000 fans and a band that included the famed saxophonist King Curtis. Can you name some great jazz guitarists? Well, a good start might be Django Reinhardt, maybe Charlie Christian, Charlie Byrd. Those are a few that come to mind. If the name Lenny Breaux isn't on your list, it should be. His understanding of the fretboard was astonishing, and you don't have to be a guitar freak to hear it. I'll play you a cut in a minute. First, a quick story. The American guitarist flew into Toronto for a recording session in 1961. It would be a trio session, and they'd play some standards, some originals. The bassist, Rick Danko, the drummer, Levon Helm. And if those names don't ring a bell, the two would form the backbone of Bob Dylan's band, and later, on their own, as The Band. The sessions included some jazz, some country and western, some flamenco. The tapes were labeled and boxed, and for the past 41 years stored behind several wine racks. Lenny Breaux died in 1984. Originally, it was thought to be a drowning, but later was determined a homicide. The murder was never solved. Now let's hear the genius of Lenny Breaux. Thank you. Lenny Breaux on guitar from a CD called The Hallmark Sessions, recorded in Toronto at Hallmark Studios, November 28, 1961. The album by the Canadian band The Cowboy Junkies, called The Trinity Sessions, became a big success in part for their cover of the Velvet Underground's Sweet Jane. The Cowboy Junkies slowed it down to their amoebic pace and made it their own. And now, 17 years after the release of The Trinity Sessions, comes a CD of almost all cover tunes. On early 21st Century Blues, the new CD by the Cowboy Junkies, you can hear songs by Bob Dylan, Bruce Springsteen, John Lennon, U2, and this next tune by George Harrison. Originally from All Things Must Pass, this is Isn't It a Pity. I'm Bob Boylan, along with producer Robin Hilton, our engineer is Terry Knight. It's NPR's All Songs Considered.
See, we're all the same. isn't it a shame? Forgetting to give back. Isn't it a shame?